Hey, this is Photography in Society, their podcast by the Master Program under the same name at the Royal Academy of the Art in The Hague.
What does it mean to do research as a visual maker?
In what ways can research be conducted?
How can making things guide thinking processes and vice versa? These are some of the guiding questions behind Unstill, the season of our podcast focusing on the research processes and works of the graduates of 2023.
Coexistence, care, community, kinship, workshop, process. My name is Beatrice Cera. I come from Italy. I'm a designer, and at the moment I'm beginning to go more towards the field of art worker. And at the moment I'm working with workshops. I'm more involved in finding a methodology with my master project. In this is also embedded what I did as a designer, so something that is process-based and that involves more voices rather than only mine. And I'm also really interested in photography, but more in the sense of the images that we produce through photography and then how these images then influence, affect, and create the world we live in. So I'm using photography, but more in this sense rather than as a way to express something through an image. Themes that I'm interested in are the possibility of living together, the representation of care in the sense that it's something that is so ubiquitous but also so difficult to grasp sometimes. So I'm interested in how we can visualize the structures of care that are around us. And visualize can also imply the act of talking and not only the act of seeing or producing images. Yeah, I would say everything that has to do with our presence as individuals into a complex society. My graduation work is called Possibilities of Coexistence, so it's about the ways that we can live together, but also taking in consideration the place we come from, so the individual body and mind that we come from. And it is structured in a series of workshops because I wanted to work with a methodology that could give me the possibility to activate temporary communities or to literally work in a way that would form a community. Yeah, I found in the methodology of the workshop something that was quite fitting in this sense. And what I'm doing there is asking to the participants to send me some photographs that answer some questions around care. So for example, how do you care and for whom? Or in a session I used the question, what makes you feel the country of anxiety? And also, well, the starting point was more connected to the idea of family. So I was asking, what is a family for you? And then with the prompt of this question, everybody can choose some photographs, send them to me, I print them, and then we have these stacks of photographs to start a conversation from. So the first part is more connected to using these images and describing them and talking about them and then using them to create your personal care network. And then the second part implies the connection of these care networks between each other through conversation and through also using the images and connecting them, drawing on them, and really using them as material to learn from. What was really clear to me since the beginning was that I wanted to use a methodology that would allow me to be with and between people. And I think that the idea of the workshop came quite naturally, or was kind of almost obvious in my mind that, I will do workshops and I will put myself in this position of facilitating, because that's also something I want to learn to do more and to practice for myself and for my future practice. So that was quite clear since the beginning. And what I had to think more about, or like put more energy for understanding how and why and what, was the involvement of photography in these workshops. It was also kind of clear that photographs would have a role, but to find this role and to understand how it was a meaningful way to involve photographs was maybe a bit more challenging. I decided to start with the topic of family, and also involving my blood-related family, actually, because at the beginning of my, maybe more of my theoretical development of the project, I was thinking of family as the smallest or thinnest layer of community around an individual. And from there, I wanted to kind of open what can family be. So my initial intention in the workshops was to explore this idea with other people, with other participants. What can family be? What is family in different experiences? And then connecting this to a system of care. So what are systems of care and how they can be connected to a sort of feeling of family around us? But then I kind of realized that this was a part of an assumption from my side, actually, because maybe I can think of something close to the concept of family as also close to what is care, but I also know that it's not like this for everybody, because people had different experiences than mine, even though I'm not really thinking of blood-related family in this case, but still, in the concept itself of family, there is also this very patriarchal structure that was very difficult to actually explain why I wanted to, go for this word and concept. Then I quite soon decided, okay, now what I really want to focus on is care. So just leave family aside and start focusing on the concept of care. And then from there, a lot of many more things opened up, actually, because one of the last workshops that I did was actually with a group of young adults, I would say, from 17 to 20. And they were a group of people that already knew each other and worked together. And they had this year-long project of working on the topic of anxiety and the kind of stress that society puts on ourselves when we have certain expectations in how we should perform. In their case, they were thinking of school, sport, or social relationships. So in this last case, the focus was more on what makes you feel the contrary of this anxiety, what makes you feel supported and heard. And that is also something that can be a structure of care. Kind of opening the topic, I was also able to tackle more precise issues then. To me, research means to have a question and trying to find the answer with the means that you have. So in my case, artistically, but also with something that is more connected to, maybe a design process, so trying it out and testing. But maybe it is even more conversation. It is exchanging ideas with other people and putting my opinion and my perspective on the table and seeing what are other perspectives and then comparing them together and in this way understanding what can be maybe a more complete representation or idea or definition of what I'm trying to find out. Having the photographs all together on this table as a sort of visual multivocal conversation, let's say, was kind of, after doing maybe more sessions, what I could see that what speaks more is actually something that is maybe less connected to very personal experiences. Because in the moment where you are in a context that implies also others and not only yourself, then you're obviously more called to explain what you're presenting or defining things more sharply, because you're not, you have to be understood by and heard by other people. So in the case of photographs, what spoke more and what was more kind of active during the sessions were those where maybe people could see different things, but then those were the ones, so maybe not the image of grandparents, for example, that are quite, it might be quite specific for who chose the picture, but then not being much open for anybody else. But those images that were more maybe a place, a landscape or a room or a little detail on print or like a dress or something like this. And in those cases, it was more possible to have a conversation because people could see different things and could put these different interpretations in relation to each other. So, yeah, that was also something that, in the hindsight, I can say, yeah, it makes sense, but I was not really thinking about it when I began the workshops. I'm also a participant in all the workshops, so I also chose images and photographs as I asked the participants to do. And at the beginning, also for myself, I was more concentrated in choosing something that was meaningful to me. But then I also realized that it was more difficult to put that in relation to other people. And that is not to say that those photographs that we have or those specific relationships that we have are not available, obviously, but and the process of thinking about it was also important, I think. But yeah, what I realized then is that reading a photograph, reading an image is also something that is necessary to learn and to exercise. So maybe I don't want to bring my mom in the workshop because it would be more, just it would take more time to arrive to a certain conversation that could be easier to get with the photograph of a cake, for example. But already in the process of choosing the images, when I had, say, my mom in my mind, that already started a reflection in myself that I can then also bring to the table, even without the image itself. So, this also part that is more connected to exercising visual criticality and visual understanding that is also something that came up during the process. So maybe also this is connected to what does it mean to do research. It also means to start something and then being open to realize, like, you start something, it's like an avalanche that grows. So you put a little seed, and then many, many more things open up rather than the ones that you started with. The biggest challenge I came across during my process, I think, was the one of documentation. Because since the beginning, I knew that I would have shown this project in a context of an exhibition. But I also didn't want to really think about it while designing the workshops, because I felt since the beginning I want this space to be just in the moment, to be a process that begins and ends and that leaves something to who was present there. But I also don't want to force any outcome with an exhibition in mind. So I think at the beginning I was really almost rejecting the idea of documenting. And then this, towards the end, became a bit a challenge because I actually had the opportunity to exhibit some form of work. But yeah, obviously it's always a translation when it's about a process. So eventually I decided to take the material that I have, like the, maybe we can say the remains of the sessions that are the photographs that people sent to me, and to re-elaborate them into an installation that is also an installation that is growing during the days of the graduation show. So it's also not something static, but it's something that changes, and it's also possible for it to change because I'm there. I'm the one that asks people for a photograph and then prints it and invites to add it to the collage. So I actually really like this idea of using the space of an exhibition in a way that is not really commodifiable because, how can you... then it comes maybe difficult when you have to present your work or to somebody who was not there, but I would say that is a challenge that I take up quite gladly, or, with a positive spirit, because I think that art should or can be also something that is not an outcome, that is not something finished or definite, but is something that has to do more with the process and with people that are involved in something rather than something that involves people, if that makes sense. The way this project is connected to my personal experience, as we said at the beginning, I was involved in my family and my personal experience of growing up in the family I grew up in. But I would also say that I feel connected to my project for the simple fact that I've always been very sensitive to the kind of people that are around me, and also to me it has always been very important to feel like I belong to something that is bigger than me. I have something around me, a community and a structure that can help me and can support me, and I can actually not really tell where this come from, but again, going back to my family, when I was a child, I think I never experienced somebody who was really able to talk openly about emotions, but then, so I probably started to look for this outside of my family, and that's why also redefining what can family be was a starting point for me. Maybe is this kind of growing up in a different way rather than the people that are your parents. So I'm extremely connected to the kind of emotions that I feel, and I think is very important to talk about them. So I think this project was also a way to bring this outside of myself and trying to do this in a way that is not only talking to friends, but starting to have these conversations with people that are maybe also strangers, but we all have a similar experience on this planet, I think. So it also makes sense to share this, obviously at the level that everybody feels sharing and opening up. But I think that also just having a space where this is possible, this is conceptually possible, is really important for just acknowledging these kind of connections that exist between each other. Something maybe not something that I can say it was maybe not unexpected, but well, maybe positively surprised me was the fact that people were maybe it's a bit banal to say, but people were actually happy to have a space to talk about care. That was my intention at the beginning, but I was also just presuming that it would have been an important thing to do and something that also other people could resonate with. So maybe it was not really unexpected, but was a pleasant discovery. The next steps, I think, will be, one will be to continue the workshops, and I would like to also expand a bit more the structure of them. So far, I used photographs that were mainly already existing, and they were the starting point. So photography was always in the form of printouts, basically. But then I've become a bit more curious, maybe, in something that could be, that could also involve the process of photographing. So starting from photographs and then going into a conversation and then going back again to photography, but with a different mind. And so bringing this part about how we create the image of the world that we have and that we live in, also taking it into a more practical component that could involve taking photographs with the participants. And I would really like to do this actually with maybe people that are like high school age or people that are not into photography profession, because I think it would be really interesting to expand this part on the on visual criticality and understanding of images.
Thank you for listening to Unstill, a season of Photography and Society the podcast by the master program under the same name at the Royal Academy of the Art, The Hague.
If you are curious to hear more about the research processes of the graduating students of 2023, listen to the remaining episodes from this season.
This season was designed and produced by Sophie Allerding
and Emilia Martin.